You're welcome to the Daily Digest, the first of the week, Daily Digest with Jimmy Disso. Now, I had told you that you shouldn't miss the first 10 minutes. Just hold on, I'll tell you when. First 10 minutes. We're scheduled to talk to Mr. Wale Adedayo, Honorable Wale Adedayo, today. We will take him on, but we'll take him by phone. Circumstances have made it such that he can't physically come to the studio, and I'm sure Henry can't come to the studio, and so we'll take him on by phone, okay? But before then, there was something I want to call your attention to, which was why I said you shouldn't miss the first 10 minutes. There's been a development on the railway story that we did. The railway story, I had the district manager here and his director, public relations director. And there's an incident that took place immediately after the session with me that initially I just overlooked and thought that, well. So let me put it to you bluntly. The district manager, and I'd like him to contradict me, immediately after the program, offered me money in the studio. This was how it went. He first of all stood at the door of the studio, was perambulating. I knew that was what he was up to, and I don't want to be insulted in the first instance by an offer where I now have to refuse. So he now came into the studio and was still perambulating around my seat, and then said, "You offered me one envelope." I said, "What is that?" You know, I said, "What is that?" And he goes, "This is what we normally do." I said, "What is it? Something for you, sir. What are you giving me? What nonsense?" Well, you know, then of course I went into a rage. I felt insulted. So out of, so I said, "Okay, what is inside that envelope? Open it." He opened it. There was money. He brought it out and I sprinkled it out like this. We counted the notes, 10,000 naira, the district manager. He offered me. And then went, "Oh, sorry, sir, you are my daddy, sir." You know, the same old. And then his director came in, and when he saw from outside what was going on, he came in and feigned ignorance. "What are you doing? This, you know, the normal chakra, I kept ignorance. Why should you give Oga this kind of thing?" So I drove the two of them out of the studio, only for me to learn later. You know, I was ready to just let it slide. Only for me to learn later that this gentleman apparently didn't retrieve the money. He didn't, what do you call it now? He didn't pay the money back to the company. Only God knows if it was 10,000. Can you imagine the kind of insults I get? You know, in the first instance, I mean, all my life, nobody can tell you they've given me any. I don't do that kind of thing. So I was surprised when he came over. I said, 10,000, I just drove him out. He didn't file returns in the company. So the word around that I got to hear was that in spite of all the money we gave this man, all the money we gave, because only God knows how much of the money we can bring 10,000 across to you, that in spite of it, in spite of the money we gave him, that in spite of the money we gave him, that he now didn't do a bidding. He was so hard on us and so on and so forth. And I had a good laugh. So my character has been impugned, okay, because apparently the man didn't return to say this man didn't take the money. And I'm going to take further steps on the matter. I just thought that I should bring it to the public in the first instance. And for all it's worth, I'd like you to know the whole incident was recorded. If you think that you'll be approaching me in such a manner without a camera, you got to be kidding. We have it on camera. And so it's up to them. I demand a public apology from them. I'm not going to write them. If they don't hear from this, it means they don't know what they're doing. And then, of course, there's a criminal charge that is involved, you know, offering, service to, this and that. I'm going to take it up to the highest authority and teach people a lesson. If we want to clean this country, it has to start from us. If I had been disposed to taking this kind of nonsense, taking money in any manner at all, I won't be sitting down here. It's impossible, you know. And then the insult that Of course, if somebody is giving you a gift, it's likely to determine what it is. But if to curry my favor, you give me 10,000 naira, I don't know. It can't be for petrol, because to fill my tank now, since we have a new president, but I think the last time I filled my tank was about 58,000 or something like that, because I drive an SUV. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We'll take it further. I've discussed it with Sheriff. We'll take it further and see where it goes. But I'd like to use this, you know, just to for us to know the extent of rot that we have. The director of public relations present virtually. A district manager has offered me 10,000 so that I can say something palatable about them. Second base, Jerry. We'll go to Wale Adedayo. Try and get him on the phone. We're going to try and get Mr. Wale Adedayo on the phone. Circumstances have made it such that it's... We'd rather get him... let the man pick now. Okay, what we'll do is, while we're trying to get him, we'll open up our lines. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Tell him we're trying to get him. So we'll open up our lines, and you might want to discuss one or two things of that incident. If you don't, please pick the first call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir. Good evening.
Morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
That's okay.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, Mr. Jimmy Disu.
Yes.
Yes, you are on to Felix from Ikorodu.
Yes.
This is embarrassing. You know, this morning I sent a message on Daily Digest. Please keep on. You know, you are my mentor. I've never met you. I listen to you. And if people can behave the way you do, we have a good country to run, irrespective of your tribe, your race, where you come from. Look at the nonsense. Thank you. And continue. Nobody should intimidate you.
But okay, we have another caller.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Sir, my name is Emmanuel.
Yes.
Calling you from.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Concerning what we want to discuss about this one.
Yes.
I want Jira Info to come to Ibafo to come and make some investigations, sir. There is nothing done by any local government chairman.
Yes.
All the roads are bad. Every year are bad.
Yes.
Nothing about government in our area, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We're trying to get Wale Adedayo online. The network is failing so far, but we'll keep trying. Hello, pick another one. Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning.
This is Mrs. Oboli speaking, sir.
Mrs.
Uncle
Oboli.
Jimmy.
Eh?
Hey, Rishi. I don't understand. Egba min tori olonke. Pekele, arugo jagbe stani oso. Uncle Jimmy, he does not know about you, ni.
Even if you
are somebody, I don't understand. Like, I'm even angry right now. Eh? Chekole Bere, who is Uncle Jimmy? I don't get it.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, even if it's not me, it's not right.
It could be anybody, Uncle Jimmy.
It's not right. Look,
at what point will we begin to stand up in this country? I don't get it. I don't. You know what even gave him that? What gave him that impetus? That audacity? That temerity? How? How, Uncle Jimmy?
You don't speak good. You both finish now. Audacity, temerity. Which one again?
Uncle Jimmy, it's too like. Okay, God. Uncle Jimmy, I've even been sending you a message. Just check my this thing, Jerry, at Esther Oboli. In fact, I don't understand. Uncle Jimmy, God bless you for your good work in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God will keep you, I beg. They don't understand.
Amen.
What am I?
Thank you.
I see the guys both on Twitter and I say, no, they don't know this man. How could you mean they don't know you? They don't. God bless you, sir. Have a blessed day, sir.
All right.
Okay.
You know, when it got to a point when 1, 2, 3 people now made mention to the fact that you should have done. I said, what? You know, and I'd like them to take up the challenge. It's recorded, you know. I mean, so you know, I'd like them to take up the challenge. But I must say that I felt I would have let it go if the man had quietly returned the money to the corporation, and this hadn't come up, you know. And we'll see where it goes. We'll see where it leads us. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, Kunjini. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
My name is Joy. The reason is that some of journalists are collecting brand envelope. That is why.
I know.
Because Uncle Jimmy, I'm one of the Boko Haram victims. I lost my husband, my children. I invited the man that the government gave money to be treating the ones that have injuries. Come to Lagos, all the way from Abuja. I reported him in radio station. I gave them his number. They don't know his number. I then invite him. He fly from there as a big man. Instead of them to invite me to sit with him one-on-one to tell me the reason that different journalists have interviewed me and government didn't treat me. Do you know they didn't invite me? They just called, say, well, Joy, Mr. Colin, oh, guy is here, oh, big fish is here now, he's here, oh, this big man, oh, is here. I was surprised. It is somebody you don't know before. I gave you people his number. When I reported the man that he didn't treat me, he didn't treat me at all.
Okay.
Then he came. You people did not call me just because of brand envelope.
Which people?
In in Radio Nigeria.
Oh, this is not Radio Nigeria. Thank you very much anyway. This is not Radio Nigeria. We don't do things like that. Yeah. Integrity is key. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Good
morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning. My name is Ifine.
Yes.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, they want to shut you up with that, the truth you said. It's a setup. You need to be careful because people want to use money to ensure that most of those things that you say will not have matter to say it. It's a setup. Thank you for your good job.
Thank you.
You'll be doing well, sir. Thank you.
Okay, back to the Wale Adedayo incident. All of you know that Wale Adedayo is the chairman of Ijebu North or so. Ijebu East, I don't know which one of them it is, who had claimed that that the governor had refused to give them their allocation since 2019. And in a development, he was removed. First of all, suspended and then removed. And so we invited him here to find out what further development has happened and what he might be wanting to do next. But we can't seem to get him on the phone, so we might just move on to other things. Let me make a last attempt to try to get him. Let me pick that call so I can continue to. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy Desu.
Yes, morning.
Morning. Seriously, as I was hearing what you are saying about people mocking in the Twitter, honestly, don't mind them. These are the people that don't want progress of people. Uncle Jimmy, we are their back. Honestly, it's a shame to them to say such things. I'm very annoyed to hear this thing when you are on a program with Sherif Kodri. I'm very annoyed, not this small annoyed. Uncle Jimmy, God bless you.
Amen.
You will live longer and say the truth, and your truth will save you. Nothing will happen to you.
Yeah, nothing can happen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, let's pick another call. We're still trying to get Wale Adedayo. The network is in Ijebu, so the network is messing up.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, Pastor.
Uncle Jimmy, it is so painful
I wrote something that true activism died in Nigeria, maybe after Gani left. Do you realize that most people, this is how they were bought over? And they were shut down. So there is an attempt to soil your hand. And I thank God you didn't fall for this temptation.
How can I fall for that? I mean,
in fact,
no, let me ask whether you don't drink this morning.
I'm really, really, Uncle Jimmy. See, the truth is this. It is not big money that brings people down.
Yes.
I'm telling you reality, sir. It is small thing they will say they used to appreciate you. And they will give it a coded name. And tomorrow you will not have mouth to say anything again. Thank God you overcome. But this is how government money is being filtered away. Go and check. This is how is being all the people that are supposed to complain and talk. You raise a committee. The committee that is asked to go and investigate, they will give them something.
Okay, Pastor, I thank you very much.
It's so painful.
I need to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue with the program. I need to take a break. Welcome back. So we have Wale Adedayo on the line. Morning, Wale. How are you?
I'm very fine, Ego.
Yes.
I'm sorry for the delay. I was somewhere trying to sort some things out.
This is
security is paramount. You don't take care of your security. Anything happens, just on your own.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, so where are we now in this saga?
Where we are now is that, you know, there is always moves by dictators to make sure that those challenging them or challenging what they are doing, they don't have the opportunity to continue with their challenge.
Yes.
And I think that has always been a mistake all through history.
Yes.
I was telling a friend yesterday that when I remember Nelson Mandela, I remember Patrice Lumumba.
Yes.
And our own Kudira Gabriela here. Kudira Gabriela was not fighting to be first lady now.
Yes.
She was taken off the scene so that she won't be able to say anything about the husband that was in detention and all the mandate.
Mm.
A lot of our young guys who suffered from bullet wounds, those who were detained are residents. So mine is that five of my 11 counselors claimed to have been impeached. It's not something we do at a physical level. We are in court already. We're in court before they start. Apparently, they don't have respect for the court. So we are going back to court on Friday.
Okay.
Has
there been any threat on your life, subtle or direct?
Yeah, it's that has been there because in my area, I continue to calm the old men in my area down. I'm from Ijebufe, and I always have. We don't run away from any struggle in Ijebufe. We are gentle people. But what we detest and what we don't like is cheating. If you want to cheat us, then we'll face you squarely.
Mm.
There are three vehicles that have been patrolling my adobo in the last 1.5 weeks. In fact, they were stopped at some point outside Ijebufe, and the people who stopped them called me. I said, they should free them, let them go. I'm aware of what they want to do. But as long as they don't come to my house, no problem. They always pass in front of my house. They will slow down, be looking at the place, drive up and down. I don't care. As long as they don't come to my gates. If you are coming, you want to search, you must have a search warrant. And if you want to make an arrest or something, because they are like security-looking vehicles.
Oh, I see.
I'm not scared. I don't lock my gates. I always open my gates. I think that's one of the things that is amazing them. I don't have any security or anything. The people of my village and my town, they are my security. If I'm not doing well with them, they won't be up and doing concerning what they are supposed to do. As they are monitoring me, they are being monitored. I'm not living here. I mean, my dad and my mom are from here, so I'll be here. Whatever we need to say, we'll continue to say it.
So
I'm not scared of them at all.
About what kind of support do you enjoy from the other local government chairman, if I may ask?
The thing is, see, all of us don't have the same background. What I'm talking about is affecting them too. It's not just my local government.
Yes.
But because we are not from the same background, not everybody will be ready to ask. There'll be no funding for you. You won't get money again. They'll sack you. They'll remove you. You know, all of us are in debt now. How are we going to survive? Blah, 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 blah. When I was with the Guardian, I know what we went through at the Guardian when I locked us down.
Yes.
Even during the struggle of the NUJ days, I know what I went through. I'm coming from a background that such deprivations have little or no effect on me. I've been through it before, so it's not something that is new for me. So we are not the same. I won't blame any of them. But they call me, we talk, we discuss. Yes. But and we all understand what is going on. But it's left for one person, like Yoruba will say, so it's that sacrifice that me I'm ready to make on their behalf. And not just on their behalf alone, but on behalf of the people of Ogun State. That's what I'm doing. No matter the kind of things they bring my way, I'm ready to cope with it. I don't have any problem with that at all. It's not today I started.
Do your people have any sense, full sense of what's going on?
They know.
They have a full understanding.
They have a full, complete understanding. If they don't have understanding, you don't have security guys, you don't have anybody. All the able-bodied men around, they are making sure that nothing comes near your house. I mean, I was in Lagos for 2 days. I just came back last night. And you won't believe it. My wife told me, even up to 1, 2 a.m., people are around, telling her they are around. They are not leaving my area. I didn't give them money, man. Where is the money to give them? So they understand what is going on.
So how long is the rest of your tenure?
Huh?
Had you not been impeached or so-called impeached, when would your tenure have ended?
It's about June next year.
I see. So you are looking forward to going back to be the chairman of that local government?
By the grace of God.
Have you gotten in touch with the governor or anybody close to him? Have they made
none
at all?
No, I'm sure they will meet us in court. They won't disregard the court summons. They will meet us in court. We'll meet in court.
So the situation as at today is still, in spite of all this, that local governments are not funded. The problem, The problem I have is I invited these gentlemen to the studio last Thursday. Gave them one full hour. They didn't turn up.
No.
Then some funny gentleman called me after the program and said he was waiting. He gave one funny excuse. I just threw the phone.
Mr. Adisu, they won't have any explanation they can make. Because one example I gave them is that if you say you are using our money to do this, to do that, then that does not stop the federal government from doing the same thing with the states too.
Exactly.
If Tinubu just decides, okay, I'm paying the salaries of Ogun State workers, I'm paying all the civil servants, okay, you need the road in Adeodata. I'm using your normal state allocation to do the road and blah, blah, blah. And there's nothing remaining. If I borrow you money, again, without having any discussion whatsoever with the governor before doing that, how will they feel in Abeokuta about that? How will they feel about that? I'm sure you don't have any explanation to offer you. I have no doubt about that.
Okay, well, we thank you. I know you have such a busy schedule. I can even hear people milling around there. So we'll let you go and hope that you'll update us as this goes on, okay?
No problem. No problem.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah. So that's where we are this morning. And I just wish that people would bury egos and let's just move on. And look, not at a time of poverty now that this kind of thing should be happening. It would be so unfortunate because I give them the opportunity to come explain why you won't be giving local governments the explanation. They didn't turn up. So I'm at a dilemma. But there's supposed to be some Algon nationwide body. Maybe I should go look for them and see if we can ask them what exactly they intend to do. I don't know who to look. I don't know who we can call on now. You definitely cannot call on the House of Assembly. That would be a time waster. We all know what these Houses of Assemblies are like. But somebody needs to save Ogun State, you know, from this. At a time when even the funds that they are going to get anyway wouldn't even solve half your problem. Talk less of being denied, according to Wale Adedayo, since 2019. It is very, 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 very unfortunate. And I honestly can't make out why. He probably would have his reasons. But I don't know if I would understand it. And we give them the opportunity to come one whole hour and they didn't take it up. Okay, so we'll take your calls and reactions from all that was said today. We have just about 10 more minutes to go anyway, so we'll take your reactions. And let's just keep it cool. Don't let's get alarmed just yet, you know. And also the one that concerned me. That one, I just felt, with that one, I felt there was a need in case it had filtered out that, oh, Jimmy Disu got 10,000, no, and he didn't do what. He had to hear me honestly. I've never had someone like this in my life. Now, okay, pick the next call. I'm going to cry now. Somebody should give me a handkerchief. Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is Mr. Olu from Agege.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, a long time ago, I've been listening to you.
Yes.
And I observed that journalism is a profession that is very, very risky.
Yes.
A lot of times, you put your life on the track of devil.
Yes.
And I wonder how you have been able to survive up till now. Mm. A young guy, Wale Adedayo, all that he has told you,
yes,
is true, nothing but the truth.
Is what?
I live my life.
Is
from,
what, sir?
I said what Wale Adedayo has said on the
yes, air. Yes, yes.
Is true, nothing but the truth.
Okay.
You see, I live my life throughout in the local government.
Hmm.
I am also part of the system.
Yes.
But I work as a civil servant.
Yes.
What is actually happening, even in Lagos State here, is nothing to write home about.
Hmm.
Except God come to our rescue. I don't know how we are going to make it.
Hmm.
It is everywhere, throughout the whole federation, not even Ogun alone.
Okay.
It is only probably magic that can bring solution in respect of the shenanigan that is going on in the local government.
Hmm.
And they are the mercy of governors. Governors throughout the whole federation, the same thing that is being done in Ogun State is done everywhere. I don't have anything more than that. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, sir. Well, in reaction to what the last caller just said, who I believe is quite elderly, we gave Ogunse the chance to come and reason it out with us. As for the issue of putting my life in, I have a job to be done. If you sign up, you go to the Defense Academy, and you say you want to be a soldier, then you shouldn't be afraid that the appearance of bullets is what you signed up for. I signed up for this. I had the opportunity to do other things. I didn't. I could do law. I could do anything. I could do mass comm and be in PR. But this is what I signed up for. And I believe it's a calling. And because sometimes even I wonder, let me be honest with you, sometimes I wonder why I'm doing all this. I just believe it's a calling. I will tell you one secret today. Well, not secret. I don't know if I've mentioned it to Sheriff. Maybe mentioned it to one or two people. And this is for real, and I mean it. And if you are somebody who is discerning what I'm about to tell you, you would have observed. Do you know that most times I never prepare for a program. I don't have notes. It's not a, how would I put it? It's not a thing to be, you should be prepared. Really, I don't have notes. Sometimes I get to the studio and it is only when I put on the mic that I begin to talk and I don't know where it's coming from. I've said things before. That's why I don't watch my programs on YouTube. I've said things before that after I've been asking myself, where did this come from? Where did this come from? So I think in my case, it's a calling, and I don't think I'll die before my time. The Bible says 70. I'm 2 years short of that. If they can just push me forward, then at least I'd have moved on to the biblical injunction. But if killing me is going to solve other people's problems, I come out now. If killing me is going to solve other people's problems, let us see. Like my Calabar people will say, intricate, we shall see where it's going. So thank you very much, sir, for that contribution. Let's take another one. Let's take this from this one. Yeah. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning. Morning. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, good morning. My name is Uche. I'm calling from the UK.
We know now. We know the
name. Now, Uncle Jimmy, I don't get to listen to, you know, all your programs live, you know, sometimes, you know, but most times what I do is I listen to the recorded version, you know. Now, Uncle Jimmy, I listened to that show when you had those two gentlemen in the studio.
Yes.
And then when I listened to them, the way you rattled them, the kind of questions you posed to them, even at a point you were a little bit upset with their responses. Yes. And all that.
Yes.
Now, Uncle Jimmy, that should tell you the kind of people who run Nigeria in every at every level.
Yes.
If they were intelligent enough, they would have known that the way this man tackled us, we shouldn't even approach him with this kind of offer. Uncle Jimmy, you understand?
Yes.
They shouldn't have approached you with that kind of offer, knowing that this man is not that kind of a person. But unintelligently, like most Nigerian, you know, leaders in all offices, they didn't know. It's sad. But I'm happy it went the way it went. And like you said, we'll see how it goes. Have a nice morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Thank you, Uche. We'll see how it goes. Don't worry. Hey, let's take another one. Hello, good morning.
Hello. Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Father Kepel, the Ambassador Muzai from Mission.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, to me, this morning, we talk about the governor and the local government chairman.
Yes.
I have no any sympathy for the chairman of the local government whatsoever. I have no sympathy because they are part of the safety, Uncle Jimmy. Look, I look at the people in the local government, those residents in all the local governments, who I pity. Because these people, when they are eating with the same dinner, when the good is good, nobody will hear. They will not tell you, they will not come and tell me this is how it is, this is how it is. When God is bad, they will come cry, all I know is that we who live in the local government, if we don't know what to do, where? But if we know what to do, we should start doing it. Good morning. That's what I have to do it, so that's what I will tell you.
I don't understand Ambassador Musbah in this instance. All the gentleman did is to say that since 2019, the allocation is not getting the money even. He didn't go begging Ogun State. It's a federal allocation that is passed through the state to the local government. It's their entitlement. I don't see anything wrong in him asking and insisting that they get their entitlement. Otherwise, how are they supposed to function? But you don't have sympathy for them. I do in this particular. I think we need to get things very, very clear. He's not begging. And then this idea of having to beg the governor when you say, we thank the governor for this road, we thank. This is where the problem starts from. But that is a long story. Let's pick another one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
This is David speaking from Ikorodu.
Yes.
I always love to listen to your program, and yes. I pray the Lord will continue to uphold you.
Amen.
And grant you good health.
Amen.
Nobody will be able to kill you. Will not die for standing for the truth.
Yes.
You will enjoy the fruit of your labor.
Thank you.
The gentleman that came, he's speaking the truth now. It's not everybody that have the goodness of what he's doing. Some people, when they get their little entitlement, what they are right, you will see the way they will be rababa. Say, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. So that is what is killing us in this country.
Okay, man. Thank you very
and
much.
And I pray that God will continue to help you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Junior, you will not die.
Thank you. Can anybody tell me the meaning of rababa? I need to get that one. 9:50. Let me take one more call. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, Okunjimi, good morning.
Morning.
This market woman.
Thank you very much.
God will bless you.
Amen.
God will continue to bless you.
Amen.
You see that garment of sorrow, that man has worn it. He has worn it, all what he planned, he has go back to him. With his dirty money. We supposed to be talking in this country, not to be keeping quiet. Look at somebody just come. The time they were romancing themselves, doing this. That is what they do. They are the problem. They are not giving them money. They are not giving them. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Okay, I will let that slide. But let's watch out for the things we say on radio. You shouldn't be talking about somebody wearing a garment of poverty and things like that. Let's mind our language, okay? I do apologize to whoever. I don't know who she was referring to, actually. But I do. Why do you find that funny? She didn't mention a name, but I find it whatever. Okay, I think it's 9:51. I'll take one last one. Yes, I can take that one. Hello, good morning. Hello? Hello, good morning.
Yeah. I'm Abiola. Yeah, you know, Uncle Jimmy, when people are quiet about Nigeria, that is the reason why they don't want to talk. And we have said, somebody like us have said it, this government is going to be like this till the end. They have won by propaganda, and they will continue by it. And they will threaten people never to speak. And that is what they have started. And then if you know the personality of Walade Dayo, with Gbenga Dani, when he was a governor, you will know he's not a chicken man person. And as an Ogun State indigenous, I knew this may even be the end of that government of Dapo, because I don't understand why someone will ask a question, and the next thing will be he's a bad person, and then everybody is just
okay. Thank you. I think point is noted.
So,
we got to go. We got to go. Yeah, 1 minute is up. So we have to end the program here today. I thank you all for listening. It's a pity we couldn't have Wale Adedayo physically in the studio, but we'll keep our eyes on the development. Okay, well, I'd like to appeal again one more time to the Ogun State Governor to look at to be open minded and look at this issue critically again. It is true you are no longer going for a second term, okay, and therefore you might be inclined to think that nothing will happen. But I'm sure he knows that he has a name to protect in the history of this country. I'm sure he knows that, and I'm sure he knows that he comes from a renowned family. I do know some members of his family who might not be telling him the truth now. I would advise him very strongly to make peace and start giving them their allocation. To make peace, do not listen. I have friends who have been governors. I've been there when they've been advised before. I've been able to listen to them when they are with the governor, and the minute we step out is another thing entirely. So I'm going to advise him, if he would listen, that do not listen to those who will say the governor cannot be put in a disgraceful manner. These are people who are obviously, you know, the more mistakes you make, the better it is for them. So we'll be back again tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be here with Diabomi. And guess who's going to be here? Blackie. It's time for What's Up Lagos. See you tomorrow.
It's 9.5. 93 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria.